Hardman, currency analyst at MUFG in EMEA. Lee, we're finally seeing some positive progress around Brexit.
Yes, finally some good news. We're more confident now that the EU and the UK will reach a last-minute Brexit deal, and we now think a deal is more likely than not. That follows the significant breakthrough that we saw in talks last week between UK Prime Minister Boris Johnson and Irish Prime Minister Leo Varadkar, which they say created a pathway to a potential possible deal. While we're still not fully clear of the exact details of that breakthrough, they have already encouraged the EU to intensify trade deal negotiations ahead of this week's EU Leaders Summit.
That's great. Does this mean the chances of no deal have dissipated?
Well, I think they did send a strong signal that both the UK and Ireland would like to avoid a no-deal Brexit shock, and that they are willing now to compromise to reach a last-minute deal. Having said that, though, we still don't think that it's a done deal yet. The EU still has doubts over the kind of viability of setting a dual customs system in Northern Ireland. Boris Johnson, though, he's still hopeful that he can get an agreement through by the EU Leaders Summit at the end of this week. And then he's hoping, obviously, to be able to put that to a vote in Parliament as well by Saturday. But there's obviously a clear risk that it may actually take more time to kind of flesh out those proposals and then to pass that through Parliament as well, either before or after an election in the UK. So we still think there's a reasonable possibility that the UK may have to request at least a short technical Article 50 extension.
Okay. And presumably these developments have changed your view on the pound?
Yes, certainly. I think if we see further progress towards finalising a Brexit agreement, then that will open up further upside potential for the pound going forward. In those circumstances, we could see cable extend its advance above the 130 level and towards the March high we saw at 133.80. And for euro sterling, that could fall back towards the 86 level. But having said that, though, we still think there's a risk of a major setback that can't be completely ruled out. Certainly, if the EU was to reject this new proposal from the UK, that would push the UK government to more actively pursue a no-deal Brexit going forward, particularly as there would be a lack of acceptable alternatives left on the table for the UK. So in those kind of circumstances, if the EU did reject this proposal right now, then that could easily see cable fall back very sharply towards the 120 level and potentially below, and for euro sterling to rise back above the 90 level.
Perfect. Okay. There's also been some good developments around the US-China trade deal in the last few days.
That's true. It's certainly a relief that the US and China have reached a trade truce. Our China analyst, Cliff Tan, although he's doubtful that this is a significant positive catalyst for the Chinese and global economy. In the near term, at least, I think the US decision to suspend the planned tariff hikes on the 15th of October, in our view, that's a welcome development and certainly avoids a further escalation in trade tensions in the very near term. The US threat, though, still to impose tariffs on a further $156 billion worth of imports from China on the 15th of December, that's still in place, though, although we're not expecting those to be implemented if there's further progress in trade talks in the coming months. In exchange, obviously, China has agreed to purchase up to $40 to $50 billion worth of US agricultural goods. And the White House has been very keen to kind of emphasize the advantages this has to farmers in Iowa and Nebraska ahead of next year's key election for President Trump. But we still think probably the main kind of drawback of this partial trade deal is that it does lack an enforcement mechanism. So that does raise doubts still whether this deal will be fully implemented going forward.
Okay. And how does this correlate with the trade deal that Trump was hoping to achieve?
Well, I think to us this is still very much just a partial trade deal. Our analyst Cliff Tan saying this is really just a deal in name only, and it does fall kind of well short of the kind of real trade, complete deal that President Trump was hoping to secure. He's obviously hoping still that they can continue to make progress going forward, and now sees this as kind of a part of a three-phase trade negotiation with China. So far, we've really only kind of made progress on the kind of easy wins, such as purchases of agricultural goods. Whereas in the kind of second and the third phases, it will be more challenging to reach an agreement on intellectual property and other things like state subsidies, which are much more kind of controversial. And so far, we've kind of seen little kind of wiggle room from China on that side of things. So you could argue so far that China has probably come out as the winner in the first stage of talks, that Trump has obviously been able to swallow just the increased agricultural purchases at this stage. But obviously going forward, if there's a lack of progress on the other kind of key issues, then there is the risk there that these trade talks could break down again, and we could see a further kind of shift back to confrontation in the trade war with China and the US. So at this stage, we think at best it's probably just short-term relief for financial markets. We've seen a kind of relief rally in the Chinese renminbi and other Asian currencies, but we think that's only likely to be a kind of modest and short-lived rally. And Cliff doesn't expect dollar CNY to break below the July lows at around 690.
Okay. Lee Hardman, thank you very much for your time. Thank you for listening to the MUFG EMEA Global Markets podcast. Subscribe to hear more or visit our website, mufgemea.com, for more insight.